You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast.
We have another guest in the studio. Please welcome AJ Stanton.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you so much for coming in. So, AJ, you have a booking agency that is basically your last name backwards, isn't
it? Pretty much, yeah. Not much to that. Kind of wanted to come up with a name relatively quickly, so Not Nats it is.
Not Nats Booking Agency.
Yeah.
But you're also a musician.
Yeah, I'm a full-time musician. That's my main thing. But it's always, I think it's important as musicians to just kind of explore the music industry as a whole. And I wanted to have something I could have as my job that was also in the music industry. And that's how I got into kind of booking bands and wanting to explore that more.
Beautiful.
And what kind of bookings do you do?
Honestly, like a bit of everything. I do jazz bookings at the Lord Gladstone Hotel the first Sunday of every month. So there's jazz bands there. And I'm doing stuff at Good's Face Gallery primarily. And yeah, that's pretty much, it's all just starting out, but it's good to just keep growing it all and pretty much just growing it organically.
If you were a band and you wanted to book a gig, would you reach out to you via
Instagram?
Through Instagram, okay.
Yeah, either through my Instagram or just through the Not Nats events page. Mm-hmm. Instagram, yeah.
Beautiful. That's good to know.
Mm. Have you come across any other booking agencies or anything?
Yeah, well, it's DeBaser Events. That's a very big one within the inner west in Sydney. So that's one that's definitely been very inspiring and has helped me like open up this kind of thing for myself. It's definitely very fresh, like I would say a week in.
So, oh wow.
Yeah, just had the launch party on Friday, so very fresh.
How'd that go?
Yeah, went really well. It was a good turnout considering there was a week worth of promo, because you know, it's obviously it can be a little bit difficult finding bands, but I love it though. But yeah, definitely scrambling to find some bands and then had a week's worth of promo, threw together a poster, but it ended up being a really good night, so it was worth it.
Isn't that the way? It's so wonderful. I feel like a lot of times I feel like after COVID, because I remember before COVID and everything, you had to always book through an agency to like get any gig or anything. Mm. But these days there's definitely like that kind of space. All the agencies, all the middlemen have been kind of like flushed out. And now it's just like the true believers, the people who are in the bands who's like, let's get your music out.
Yeah, it's hard to find ways to get gigs. And I think, like, I know the struggle of trying to kind of get gigs yourself. And I'd like to just create a scene where it's a lot easier to get your music out there.
Heck yes. So what are some exciting things that have been happening to you lately, other than your epic launch?
Well, I am always creating new music. I think I've got a couple of albums in the work. I'm kind of a bit insane with the songwriting. Like, I can't really stop and I'm kind of catching up with myself. And I think the recording and the songwriting are a little bit out of whack. Like, I do more songwriting than recording. So I'm working on a bunch of new songs to get out there on my Spotify, my iTunes.
Beauty. Yeah. And who do you generally record with? Is there like a local?
Well, I'm a producer, so I do it all at home.
Boom.
Yeah. Pretty much just do it yourself. When I was 15 in lockdown, I really got into it and I just started recording and teaching myself. And it was pretty crazy. Like, I was just recording vocal harmonies and I had a blanket over my head and it sounded great.
Oh,
in
that's
the end,
gorgeous.
But it looked really goofy, honestly, behind the scenes.
No, like, your cubby house is your studio.
You got to do what you got to do to get those good vocal takes, quite frankly.
Absolutely.
100%. So can people also reach you about producing their music or not?
Yeah, I mean, I'm studying music and sound design, so for sure, that's definitely something.
What institution or where are you studying?
I'm studying at UTS currently, yes.
Oh, beauty. Yeah. Beauty. I didn't realize. I thought it was just like JM Academy and like TAFE and everything.
No, UTS has a really good music program. Yeah, it's the Bachelor of Music and Sound Design. And they have amazing studios there that you can use. And it's, yeah, it's a really good course. Sure.
Beauty. And so obviously you have like a few songs on most of the streaming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what are some things that you are excited about in Sydney culture, like Sydney music culture, other than... It seems like you're definitely part of the influential space that's trying to gather people to like figure out a bit of community around this and like make sure that everybody has each other's backs and everything. But what is something that you've recently seen that is a bit exciting?
I think the most exciting thing would be the Future Proof community, which is a youth organization for young musicians, and it's led by young musicians and it's for young musicians. And I think that's a whole scene that's really getting young musicians out there, getting them to network, and it really teaches you how to improve your performing and how to improve your connection to other musicians. And that definitely Future Proof changed my life 100%. I think for any like young musician, it's definitely something to check out because it gives you opportunities to perform, meet other musicians that you can collaborate with, find your band, find your people. And it, I think that's something that's really exciting. I think young musicians are becoming more confident and able to get their music out there and kind of find that sense of confidence, which is, I think, is really positive.
And in a big city, finding your people is so important.
Mm. Yeah, it really is.
Mm. And how did you find out about Future Proof?
I was doing, I was part of a few committees for Inner West Council, and I got offered to play at some Christmas event for Future Proof. And it was one of those moments that really, like, in hindsight, it changed my life. And I think back about the series of events that led to that point and everything past that, and I think that really that's kind of how I got into Future Proof. I started going to all their events and helping out with stage management and all of that. So
grandiose. Yeah. Inner West Council as well, like definitely if you're looking to get into anything part of your community, it's always good to reach out to your local council, because 8 times out of 10, let's say, or 9 times out of 10, they have events that we're asking for. But like, I feel like it's hard to find sometimes unless you like them on Instagram. Or
yeah. Yeah.
So like them on Instagram. And you have your guitar in the studio, don't you?
I do.
Would you like to play us a tune?
Of course.
Please play us a tune.
This is an original called Sweet Messy Girl, and I wrote this about my 15-year-old self, because I think a lot of my music's very introspective, and I wrote it to my 15-year-old self. It's kind of like a way to make peace with who she was and who I am now, and kind of showing love to her.
Messy girl, why'd you have to harden your shell? Kind, you always try, so why do you only feel pretty in disguise? Smile lines at 17, got no one to blame but you. And I don't think I know me like you do. I tried to be your savior. Tell me I'm not your biggest failure. 'Cause walls I built a few. 'Cause sometimes I think I'm ashamed of you. 'Cause I avoid introspection like it's holding out a knife. And I don't know why I'm putting up this fight.
A little bit of a short one, but yeah, that is Sweet Messy Girl.
That's so grand.
Thank
it
you.
Almost from just what popped into my mind, probably as a random thought, was those like ice cream shell things, you know, that you used to. And they're like so sweet, like the chocolate or the caramel.
Yeah,
that was... And it's just like, how beautiful, how beautiful.
Thank you.
So you have a few shows coming up as well.
I do. I have one on August 27th at Low 302. I haven't actually been to that venue, but
it's a cute little venue in Surry Hills.
I'm excited for that one.
Yeah.
And then I think I have one at Soda Factory on September 4th. So
nice.
That is what's coming up.
You've got like literally with Soda Factory, you walk downstairs to get to the venue, and then it's like a whole thing underground.
Yeah.
And Low 302 is right on Crown Street, so that's right in the middle of the city.
It's a nice lounge bar kind of vibe, jazzy kind of lounge bar.
Yeah.
Those are beautiful places. And would you like to speak about anything else that you're doing art-wise?
Art-wise, this is something I just have to say, like, to follow my Instagram to actually get the full story about this. But I am joining a new band, which is very exciting. I can't say who it is, but it is quite exciting. They're a psychedelic rock band, so very exciting stuff. So if you want to, like, follow my Instagram to keep up to date with that one.
Okay. So that would be at AJ Stanton?
Yeah, I think it's at the AJ Stanton.
The AJ Stanton.
Not in a narcissistic way, but AJ
Stanton. But just in case there's any, you know...
Yeah. Any other AJ Stantons out there.
Yeah, people pretending to be you.
Yeah, sorry, there's only one AJ Stanton according to my Instagram handle.
L AJ Stanton. The AJ Stanton. The one that we have on air at the moment, who sung that beautiful song.
Thank you.
And of course, we'll always like... tag and reference you in our Instagram at Arts Monday East Side FM as well. So if you'd like to check out at AJ Stanton and their booking agency, as well as all of their gigs and everything, we'll put some links up to your upcoming gigs.
I would love that. Yeah.
So obviously through life, we are influenced by many different things here. And would you like to intro a little bit of a song that might have influenced some of your music in your way?
Yeah, well, I will say that I am very influenced by the Beatles. That is, I'm a huge Beatle maniac, to say the least. But I do listen to a lot of Fiona Apple and a lot of female artists. And Under the Table is quite an influential song for me because I think a lot of my music, I use angst and female rage to fuel that. And a lot of the lyrics kind of parallel to what she does. And they been quite inspirational for me. But yeah, Under the Table, that's really one of my favorite Fiona Apple tracks. So that would be quite an influential song for me, I would say.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, AJ, for coming
into
Eastside
FM.
This is Under the Table by Fiona Apple.
Disagree, but beg and disagrees with me. I would beg to disagree, but beg and disagrees with me. I told you I didn't want to go to this dinner. You know I don't go for those ones that you bother about. So when they say something that makes me start to simmer, that fancy wine won't put this fire out. Oh, kick me under the table all you want. I won't shut up. I won't shut up. Kick me under the table all you want. I won't shut up. I won't shut up. I'd like to buy you a pair of pillow-soled hiking boots to help you with your climb. Or rather to help the bodies that you step over along your route, so they won't hurt like mine. Kick me under the table all you want. I won't shut up. I won't shut up. Kick me under the table all you want. I won't shut up. I won't shut up. And if I don't wanna go, leave me alone. Don't push me, Cookie. Don't push me. Don't you push me. If you get me to go and I open my mouth to the fucking mutton that they're talking about, you could pout, but don't you shush me. Kick me under the table all you want. I won't shut up. I won't shut up. Kick me under the table all you want. I won't shut up. I won't shut up. Kick me under the table. Push me, don't you push me. If you get me to go and I open my mouth to the fucking mutton that they're talking about, you can pout, but don't you shush me.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.